Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, president of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and a local history buff. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history together. Note that facts are based in research and opinions are my own. When I first came to Astoria, I heard something about Shark Rock. Someone told me this is like Astoria's Plymouth Rock. I found that interesting, but I couldn't figure out exactly where Shark Rock was. I found a tidal rock. Now, tidal rock is a special rock that contains a carved line as a high tide marker for mariners, including the Astor expedition. It's located near 15th and Commercial. Like so many things, Shark Rock has to do with a shipwreck. The shipwreck of the USS Shark in 1846. What else do you expect in the graveyard of the Pacific? This was 180 years ago, so this is early Astoria history. The USS Shark was launched in 1821 for the U.S. Navy. The schooner was 86 feet in length and 24 feet at the beam. Before it transferred to the Pacific Theater, it was involved in piracy and slave traffic suppression in the Atlantic and Caribbean. She went around the Cape in 1839 and spent much time in the waters off Peru, protecting American interests. After repairs in Hawaii, she was dispatched to explore the Columbia River in 1846. Remember, this was a time when there was much tension between the United States and Britain over the boundaries of the Northwest Territory, the Pacific Northwest. The Columbia River Bar and Shoals had shifted since the last survey by the Wilkes Expedition in 1841, 5 years earlier. The Shark managed to cross the Columbia River Bar after a good grounding on a sandbar in mid-July of 1846. They sailed to Astoria and later Fort Vancouver. Some crew went AWOL in Astoria and stayed. While outbound, the Shark wrecked and broke up on the bar in heavy waves and current on September 10, 1846. Now, some wreckage beached near Arch Cape. The cannons that were found had something to do with the naming of Cannon Beach. More on this in a future episode. The Shark was a total loss, but there was no loss of life. The British Royal Navy and the Hudson's Bay Company at Fort Vancouver dispatched a relief effort, including food, clothing, tobacco for the crew. Surviving crew members carved the words, "The Shark was lost September 10, 1846, along with the names of the survivors on a large boulder located near what is now 13th and Exchange. After the fire in 1922, the Kiwanis Club located the rock, cut off the top so it could easily be moved. The city of Astoria mounted Shark Rock on a fancy concrete pedestal at 8th and Niagara near Peter Pan Market. The dedication ceremony took place in May of 1931. 3 decades later, it was removed for a street widening project. The city gave Shark Rock to the Columbia River Maritime Museum, where it has been on permanent exhibit. So, that's the story on Shark Rock. Think of it as Astoria's Plymouth Rock. It was bigger in the past. It's a bit nondescript, but has a lot of historical significance. If you have local history or a historic preservation topic you're curious about, email me, Lori Serafin, at forstromhouse@gmail.com. To see pictures of local history and my radio topics on Instagram, my account name is Astoria History Diva. I will try to end an episode with a quote. This is attributed to Paul Harvey, a famous radio commentator. "I've never seen a monument erected by a pessimist." So true. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for listening to this episode of the History Diva on KMUN. Tune in next week.